guaranteed for the all-pro right guard. Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals have been discussing a new contract with head coach Barry Trotz. His current contract expires on June 30th.
We head to the Bronx for a showdown in the AL East. Ken Red Hot, Matt Duffy and the Tampa Rays. Slow down Aaron Judge and the Bombers. Tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
Yo, it's time for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
What's up and welcome in. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app, Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights at 7 here on ESPN 1000. Glad that you're with me. Open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. Also on Snapchat, snapjhood. You follow me on Snapchat, I'll follow you back guaranteed. Let me tell you about the Under the Hood podcast, because we just recorded one earlier today. Eric, you and I did our mailbag for UTH. The mailbag was wide open. People were asking questions on Facebook, and I was answering people's questions about a lot of different things. Do you remember your most favorite question on that? Because somebody asked me about sports radio.
Yeah, the sports radio Rushmore was good. I'm all about the hot sauce question, diving deep into hot sauce talk.
Right, right. And then someone asked me, like, my Mount Rushmore for sports radio.
Sports radio host in Chicago, yes.
That was tremendous. So we had a fun time. If you download podcasts, you know, whether it is a podcast for sports, entertainment, whatever, look for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood, download it to your favorite device, and right there, you'll have it right there. Subscribe, download, you'll never miss an episode of our radio show right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. All right, it is a pleasure to have in studio with me.
Woo-hoo!
From ABC 7 Eyewitness News, now at 5 and now at 10 o'clock.
And 7 o'clock. 3 shows a day, my friend.
It is Cheryl Burton.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me aboard.
In studio with me here on ESPN 1000, yes. ESPN app. Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend. You're so sweet.
The social media, people have been reaching out to you.
Oh, it has
been. You got to be overwhelmed, right?
Unbelievable. I need to show you also all the flowers that I received, too. Most incredibly kind people in the city of Chicago, in the suburbs, in my hometown. I'm born and raised here. Mm-hmm. My teachers have been reaching out, my sorority, my family, former coworkers, people from all over the country have been showing so much love and support. I'm just overwhelmed with joy and pride, and I appreciate it. I'm filled with gratitude, too.
So where's the party?
Oh, okay. I'll let you know where that is.
Okay, you need to let me know.
Because you have a ton of followers on social media, yeah. So if I tell you where it is, then everybody will be there.
You can't have something like of this occasion where you're going to be doing 10 o'clock, right, 3 times a day. It's going to be, you mentioned, the 7 o'clock on the U.
Yes, so that's going to be every day 2 hours, so 10 hours of news a week for me. Right, the U, you know, is an hour show from 7 o'clock to 8,
right,
5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So 3 shows a day, 2 hours,
wow,
a day of news.
Yeah,
Monday
you,
through Friday.
You have to celebrate that,
yes,
someplace. Tell me where the secret spot is. I will be there.
You have to. You are VIP, of course.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you so much.
So 25 years I've been at ABC 7. I'm in my 26th year, and I feel so much pride. We have a special franchise called Chicago Proud, and that's really what I feel right now. And I couldn't believe it yesterday. I thanked everybody in the newsroom because they've been here with me. And this is my TV work family. You're my radio family.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all, you know, connected. And everybody has shown so much love to me. I'm overwhelmed and so appreciative.
That says a lot for your work that you get that kind of support,
yeah,
right? What does that say when you've been working hard and people see you now in this position? What does that say for you?
It's a great feeling. My soul is just filled with joy. I walked over here. I had a speaking engagement with Girls Inc. today. Powerful mm-hmm. luncheon with young girls, the next generation of great leaders. And we were over at the Cultural Center. And so I walked back because it was nice outside and everybody was stopping along the way to congratulate me. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, thank you. I just hope everybody tunes in on June 28th when it starts. So
Cheryl Burton from ABC 7 Eyewitness News with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app as we talk to her. So how would you say that the news business has changed over the years? You've been doing this for a while. Yeah. You see the change, the ebb and flow of how things have changed?
Well, of course, social media has a huge impact. Digital media has a huge impact because people can get their news instantly now, whereas they used to wait till the 10 o'clock news came on, the 5 o'clock news. Now you can get breaking news just at the courtesy of your own phone, you know, your phone. Hopefully you've downloaded the ABC 7 app. Please do that. I appreciate that.
The ABC 7 app.
Yes, you must follow us on ABC. And, of course, you mentioned on Facebook. And a lot of us can do our news on Facebook. We talk to all of our Facebook friends and family, and we kind of give them information what's coming up on the news at 10 o'clock tonight. Mm. Please stay tuned because we've got something interesting. And we incorporate all of it, social media and a live broadcast. It's a combination every night. And we want to make sure we engage the viewers. We want them to feel like they're a part of it. And if people want to let me know what they'd like to see now that I'm going to be doing the 10, please let me know. Any kind of features they want to see or some kind of new creative ideas, new energy and new spirit, any of that.
Well, here's the thing that is not talked about enough that I enjoy is from your work. Your one-on-one interviews are stellar.
Oh.
But it's not talked about enough. I'll give you an example.
Oh.
Like your conversation with Chance the Rapper. I don't know Chance that well, but I got a chance to know him more so from the conversation you had with him.
See?
How much did you enjoy that one-on-one? Because in today's news, where you got to be able to just get through the stories, you don't have the time.
Right.
Like Harry Porterfield once did.
Right.
Someone you should know. There was a fire on the south side.
Was that your Harry?
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good Harry. That's not bad Harry. But you don't have that time to be able to have, but those specials are really good. What do you say is some of your better one-on-one interviews?
I really enjoyed hanging out with Chance the Rapper, too. By the way, he let Childish Gambino / Donald Glover come to his open mic on Monday night. Did anybody know? He just showed up. Yes. Childish Gambino showed up at the open mic over at the Harold Washington Library Monday night, and he did This Is America, and the young people went crazy. And this is what Chance does once a month. He allows the creative spirits of the young people to come in and share whatever talent they have. If you play the guitar, poems, spoken word, rap, sing, all of that, dance, he allows you to come and show your talent and showcase that at the Harold Washington because that's where he feels like he blossomed and he learned his talent. But I had spent a long time with him, and I spent a long time setting that up. And he gave me information he had never told anybody else. People did not know how he named his daughter. And it was the first interview after he had won 3 Grammys, which was unprecedented. And he was very calm and very humble. He is one of those genius talents. And I love his story because his career was inspired by a suspension. Mm-hmm. His first album, of course, 10 Day Suspension, was inspired by that. And he learned, his parents made sure, you're going to be off school for 10 days, you're going to be productive as well. So, and I had the final and only interview with Oprah Winfrey after she left her talk show for 25 years.
No.
That was fascinating. And still today, one of my favorite, and I ended up doing a special. I got nominated for an Emmy, by the way, on the Chance the Rapper's story that I did.
See?
And I did win an Emmy for the Oprah Winfrey story that I did. And also, something very interesting, I interviewed Kanye West several years ago before people could even pronounce his name. I spent 3 days with him in New York. I went every speaking engagement. I was on Regis and Kelly at the time. He performed Jesus Walk. Mm-hmm. And I went behind the stage, concerts with Jay-Z and Damon Dash. And I learned so much. And when you spend time with people, you get to know them. I also interviewed his mom, the late Dr. Donda West. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get to know real people's souls, when you spend time with them and see what matters, how, you know, what makes them happy and what brings them joy. So I do enjoy those one-on-one interviews. And I do just interviewing ordinary people in Chicago doing extraordinary things. Just today, we just had a young man at Kenwood High School who has a disability, but he works so hard to will himself to walk across the graduation stage today, and he's generally in a wheelchair. That just, the feeling of inspiration and determination. If he can do that, he can inspire us to do anything. So I'm blessed to be able to meet people like that that inspire me, too, along with the famous people and the people from Chicago. I'm so proud of the Jennifer Hudsons and the Kanyes and the President Barack Obama, all who have these huge Chicago roots. And then me, I'm a Chicago girl. Mm-hmm. I went to Chicago Public Schools. I'm a graduate. I never missed a single day of high school. Can you say that?
Wow.
4 years, perfect attendance at Lindblom. Any wow. Eagles out there? Swoop, swoop, swoop.
Did you did you like Sox tickets for that? What'd you get
I
for
know,
that?
I know, right. Do you know what I got every year? I did get Sox tickets, but yeah. I was an Andy Frayne, so that wasn't much of a prize. I worked at Comiskey Park. I worked at Wrigley. I worked at Soldier Field. I worked at Erie Crown, the Chicago Theater, mm-hmm. Orchestra Hall, all of these amazing places.
Right.
And then that's what you won, tickets to the Sox.
That's right.
So I already worked there.
I remember that as a kid, there was Interlake White Sox tickets.
Right.
I got them, but they was usually behind the pole.
See, right. They, you know, but my position as an Andy Frayne was the visitor's dugout. So, and I have a very cool story if I could share it
yes,
with you.
Yes, please.
Mine was the visitor's dugout. So that was my high school job. And, of course, the players would come every year. So one day, Willie Randolph came to Chicago. He was a New York Yankees mm-hmm. player. He turns on the TV and he sees me and he calls the station and says, "Are you the girl that was at the visitor's dugout while you were an Andy Frayne?" And I was like, "That's me, that little girl." That was the most incredible story to me mm-hmm. that he remembered. And I was like a teenager, you know, but that was my position. I was focused, you know, I had to secure the position and make sure the fans didn't come down there all the time. But it was, and that was in the heyday of Reggie Jackson and Willie Randolph and, you know, Bucky Dent, all of those players. So I have lots of historical sports stories I could share with you.
I would like to hear them long form. We have to set that. I want to hear them long form.
They're really interesting. Yeah, I mean, great ones. Ernie Banks. And I have lots of historical pieces that I collect, too. Because I worked at the Chicago Stadium
right.
as well, where the Bulls were playing and, you know,
Were you an usher, Cheryl?
They call it Andy Frayne back
yeah,
in the
Andy
day.
Frayne,
but,
yes.
But I guess today they would call it an usher. And some of the people who I worked with still work at United Center as ushers. So
you still have the jacket?
I in my mom's house. It's the blue jacket with yeah. the yellow undershell there. Yeah.
Still have that jacket.
I know, with the little logo on the side. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it's kind of paraphernalia and it's you know, nostalgia. You look at your life and say, "Wow, look how far I've come."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Chicago girl, so that's part of my Chicago roots. And I've saved every first interview dress my mom bought me. For every job that I interviewed,
wow.
my mom bought me a suit or a dress, and I saved that too. So I have my big cheerleader jacket. I was the captain of cheerleaders at Lindblom.
Mm-hmm.
I got that jacket in my closet too.
It's crazy.
So I know.
Do we have to put you on an episode of Hoarders? Do you have?
Do you have too much?
You need
I think
to part
that's
with
like,
some of this
I
stuff?
Love history.
Yeah.
So and I love documenting it, and you know I have pictures of things, and people say, "Oh my gosh, you had that picture from eighth grade graduation when you were the class speaker." So I do like to keep things so I can look back at life. And now that we do Flashback Friday and yeah. Throwback Thursday and Wayback Wednesday, people appreciate my nostalgia, sir.
What's old is new again.
Exactly.
So I get it.
And people, it's kind of like a view into your life. Like, what did she used to, you know, be like? And I was a ballerina for 13 years. So, of course, I have me and all of my costumes. And, of course, I don't have all of them, but I probably have some. So, you know, that's nostalgia.
You're going to have to share those. I need to see some of those, this footage here. We'll talk to Cheryl Burton from ABC 7 Eyewitness News with us here on Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app.
Thank you for having me.
No. Oh, so
this
absolutely.
Is so exciting.
I've been telling you to come in here.
I'm nervous, though.
Why? I've been telling you. See this? I
Everybody
got to shout out theater.
Watching. Carol Burnett is across the street.
I know.
Did you go see her yesterday?
No, I did not see Carol Burnett. I can watch MeTV if I want to see Carol Burnett.
Right.
Is Harvey Korman over there, too? Is
well,
Harvey there?
Yeah, I think she's a one-woman show.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right.
Yes.
No, I'm not. No, this is my office.
The great stage. What a fabulous place. I don't know if they know where you work. And you can see all the people out here. They wave at you. Hi, everybody. And it's hot out. Hi. Look at these nice people.
See these people here?
Yeah, and it's hot outside. So you've got everybody on State Street tonight.
They come from out of town. There are also some Chicagoans that go up and down. And, of course, since we come down here to the State Street Studios, I've been flashed twice.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just twice.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, you're doing good because we just had one last week. You
oh,
know?
Really?
People get happy and they just want to share. you know.
Well, that is,
yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah, come on, get happy. Is that the Partridge Family?
It is the Partridge Family. I thought that see, his side didn't know. Obviously, I could see through the glass. I didn't know you guys could see through the glass at Channel 7. You could see the people.
Oh, we
through
see
there?
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah, we see everything, and people take pictures. We can read lips, too. Sometimes we can see people are asking, can you wish my mom a happy birthday, my son? You know, happy graduation. You can, and then people have signs, and they communicate with you, like,
right.
How are you doing? What are you doing after work? That kind of thing. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that you could see through there. See, yeah. I'm never distracted because I'm always looking at the high rise, or I'm looking at the marquee, so I don't pay people much attention because I'm trying to focus.
Yeah, we focus though, but then sometimes when you're in commercial break, you might check outside and see what's going on in the summers here, and people are happy.
Yeah. Sometimes too happy, Cheryl. Sometimes too happy.
You can never be too happy.
Sorry. So you, before we came to Chicago, before you came back to Chicago, you were working in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, KWCH-TV.
Okay.
Wooshock, Wichita State.
I was at a family reunion last summer in Wichita.
Yes.
I've never been in the sunken place so often. Been in Wichita. What a weird city that is, Wichita, Kansas.
See, strange. It was a great experience for me. It is the pizza capital of the world. Yeah. Boeing is located there. And, of course, I'll tell you a really interesting story. I was a spokesperson for one of the private jets, because most of the planes are built in Wichita, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And since I was a spokesperson, they let me go up in one of the private Lear jets, Bombardier. And I think I went to 8 cities in one day, just take off, wow, landing. It was the coolest experience. Wow. So I enjoyed being, it's the bank capital, also lots of banking there. It was a very interesting,
educational.
You know, yeah, very educational. Mm-hmm. Wichita State, big place there. I learned also about farming and things like that, because we did a farming report every day. So that was really, that was eye-opening. So, hey, there's Lee and his daughter on vacation.
It was really weird. Well, here's the thing that I always do. Whenever I travel, I do have to check out the local news in the market that I'm in.
Yes.
It's just in our blood, right? You just kind of you just turn on the TV.
You have to.
You're in the hotel, so you turn it on, and there's Mario Lopez, and he's telling you about all the channels. And
right,
just like,
exactly.
Yeah, so then it's like, okay, now you turn on the channel, and there is, I put on Fox Kansas, because it's not Fox Wichita, because they got to cover the whole state.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I worked for the CBS affiliate.
Yeah, so I turn it on, and the opening story, because if it's Fox, you know, just like everything's breaking news, right? Everything, no matter what, it's breaking news. Like, oh, it's everything. And so the breaking news was that you had to make sure that you get out of the way of the tractors, because it's farming season. So make sure that you veer to the left, and don't get in the way of the tractor. That was the lead in Wichita when I was there.
You learn something, and I think people should travel. Traveling is one of the greatest experiences for everybody. And I like to say what Anthony Bourdain said, traveling is not the reward for working hard. It is the reward for getting an education. And so, in essence, traveling educates you about other cultures and people. So it was an honor to work there for me. Also, it's the tornado belt.
Yes.
So I was caught in them many times. My car was wrecked. I had gone home to Chicago one weekend. I came back. My car was just torn up. And I was devastated. So, and I learned all about tornadic activity and the atmosphere. So I think the more you travel and the more cities that you go to and countries that you visit, you learn about other people and how they live. And it makes your life richer, too.
Yeah. It's just kind of strange.
I enjoyed Wichita.
Wichita just kind of strange. Well, it was strange because at that family reunion, there was a lady that
Why
did not know.
Why did you pick Wichita, though, for the family reunion? Did you have family there?
I didn't pick it. They picked it.
You just do what you're told.
They picked it. I just they wanted to go to Wichita. That's fine. Like Derby, like in that area.
Okay.
And then, the lady, we were talking about education and all that. And then she said, well, I must leave. So long. And she curtsied and did a spin and left. And then another lady did the same thing, like in the backyard. She was like, well, it was nice to see you. And she curtsied with a dress on and she left. And I said, where am I?
In Wichita, in Kansas, darling. You're in Kansas, darling.
So
Didn't Dorothy teach you something about Kansas?
It's just so strange. It's just a strange thing. But we drove, and I thought that was the scenic just the scenic, just looking at all the trees and just the, I thought that the drive from here to there was interesting. I didn't fly. We drove.
Oh, you did.
It was nice. It was a nice drive.
Wow. Yeah. Right in the heart of the Midwest. You know, if you throw a dart in the middle of the United States, a map, Wichita, Kansas is the exact middle of the United States of America.
We need a curved dart.
So
gotta do something with that dart. That's for sure.
No, I've got great roots there because it got me to here. You know, if I had not been in Wichita, I would not have probably gotten to Chicago. So I'm forever grateful and thankful for that experience. Mm-hmm. I was there for 2 years, and I worked for phenomenally talented people, professionals, some of which are still there, still doing the news there. Roger Cornish, I think he might still be in Wichita, Kansas. Mm-hmm. But I learned so much, too, and I appreciate that experience because all of us getting right here to this moment, Jonathan, is because of what we did before today and the lessons we learned and the people we met along the way. And some of those people from Wichita, Kansas have texted me and sent me emails and showed me love and phone calls and congratulated me. So I've gotten them from people. I'm just like, wow, you're thinking about me.
See?
Thank you.
That's because of you, because all the hard work that you've done and how this is deserved.
It's like, I mean, I still can't believe it. It's surreal. In my hometown. You know, and I think about, I'll share an emotional and personal story. When I interviewed at Channel 7 25 years ago, my father had a heart attack and passed away right as I was interviewing. And when I lived in Wichita, my father would send me cards regularly and say, you can be here, you can be on TV in Chicago. And every time somebody left, he thought I could just come right home and replace them. And I saved those. You talk about hoarding. I have all the letters my dad would send me, and I'm proud of that because he said I could do that. And now 25 years later, my mom passed away when I'm elevated to anchor the 10 o'clock news. So I feel like my angels are in heaven orchestrating all of this, and all of it works out for a divine order. And I'm just so appreciative, you know, being in Chicago, born and raised here. Who would have thunk it? My brother sent me the most beautiful text message today. I got very emotional. I have one brother and three sisters. There's five of us. Mm-hmm. And my brother sent me and he said, you know, he said, yeah, we used to tease you with your nickname. And now look at you today. You represent the American dream and what is possible and how you inspired young women and men, the next generation who believe they can do this. And that just, I got really, you know, choked up about it because it was special coming from a big brother, you know, who I used to play basketball and go-karts and four square and, you know, can you go away? And I'm like, no, I want to hang with you. You know, that's how I learned how to make go-karts and play basketball and do four square and hopscotch right in, you know, in the alley with all of, you know, our friends and neighbors and things like that. So
some of the best times in the Southside Alley.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and you'd have that basketball court. We wrecked our parents' garage door because people were leaning up. They thought they were back Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lew Alcindor back in the day. My brother and them thought that's who they were. And, you know, the garage just took a huge beating.
Right.
But it was fun to watch them and then, you know, challenge me growing up. I could hang with my brother, even though he didn't want me to. He's like, oh, tag along again, you know. But we had the homemade go-karts that we would use, you know, the lawnmower wheels and then the wood to use as the steering wheel.
Right.
So I don't know if you made one of those, but that's how we did. And we got the lawnmower engine as well. That's how we got to go.
Wow.
And that was fun. That was good, safe fun, you know, south side of Chicago, Chatham representing. And then you just had to be home by dark. So when the street lights came on.
That's exactly right. We're neighbors because I grew up in Pill Hill.
Okay. Oh, fancy. Oh, Jonathan. Oh, you name dropper.
Well, I just wanted to.
Well, Pill Hill is very fancy. Now, Chatham is just nice people. Pill Hill is very fancy. Well, Jonathan is fancy. Well, did you guys know that?
Well,
oh,
you know,
my goodness. Do tell. Where'd you go to grammar school, high school?
I'm not fancy, but my butler is.
is that what you call it?
My butler was at that time. No, grew up on the south side in Pill Hill, went to St. Albie.
Yes, okay.
Went to St. Francis de Sales.
Oh. Because
my mom went there, so I was a legacy. So,
oh, wow.
She was one of the first African Americans to go to de Sales, 103rd and Ewing.
Right.
And so I went there.
Roseland.
East side.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Near Hegwisch.
Well, I went to Chicago Public Schools. So,
yes.
And we're sitting here together today, so
See?
It all worked out.
And we made it.
Right, and you're here Phil Hill. Oh, I'm going to tease you about that one. I know something about. See, if you all think he plays tough guy, not so much. Yeah. Tennis courts and everything.
All right.
Phil Hill. Yeah.
All right. Let's not.
Yeah, I used to ride the bus to go play tennis in Phil Hill. So, Thule Park, did you ever play tennis there and go swimming? Right there on King Drive?
Yes.
What, your uncle lived across the street?
Well, you know. Well, you know, Cheryl.
Yeah, he didn't take the bus. That's what it is. He didn't take the bus. Yeah, you got to ride everywhere. Yeah, somebody dropped you off, picked you up. Oh, yeah, Jonathan, I'm breaking him down, everybody.
Well, I mean, Cheryl, you know. You live where you live.
Yes, okay.
You know, you stay where you stay.
Yes, but then we all end up. Right here.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. In the same building.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Great.
Isn't that great?
That's a blessing.
It is.
It is. We all work for Disney, and that's wonderful. So.
Will you be doing more of these one-on-one interviews?
I will. I have been working on some exclusives.
Can you give us a little...
I can't because it's super juicy. It's very... It's like...
Come on.
It's... I can't give you anything. If I gave you one clue, you would guess.
So it's must-watch.
Right.
Television.
When it goes down... When it goes down,
okay.
You know, you got to talk to people's people and arrange things. And I'm my people. I'm my own, you know, I'm my own assistant.
Oh,
it's me and me.
Right.
You know, the team of me.
I've been there. I know exactly what you're saying.
Setting up the interviews, logging the interviews. But, and the final product is always, it's, you know, good. Your hope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So next time you're in, let's talk about the Billiken Parade.
Okay.
Let's come in and let's talk about that. Let's promote that because that's always fun.
I mean, I've got 50 years experience on that. My parents took 5 children every year. It was free entertainment on the south side of Chicago. And for my parents, they have 5 kids. They're like, let's just go. You get to sit all day. Whew, good. That's perfect. And, you know, there's snow cones. People are grilling. And then, of course, at the end, you go to Washington Park. That's a full day. And the children are asleep and tired. So the parents are happy at the end of the day.
There might be some footage of a young Jonathan Hood in 1975 with a huge afro and a diaper walking down the middle of King Drive.
You had a diaper and an afro?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You got to have both.
Generally.
You got to have both.
Oh, yeah, the Peel Hill is coming out. So,
there might have been a young Jonathan Hood in 1975 as a kid.
Can we show that on social media?
No, you cannot show that.
Can you break that out
way
back Wednesday?
I just remember
you had a diaper on at the parade?
Yes, I was an infant.
Okay.
And I got away from my grandmother
and
somehow.
An afro.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Did you have a pick in it?
Not, that was later.
Later.
That
okay. Later. Yeah. Because you're cool.
Yeah. That's when good times was a thing.
Okay.
So then I was.
You were dynamite.
You're right. So grandmother was looking for me. She was like, where did she? And then there I am, like, apparently marching behind a band because the band. I just guess I was into it and I was just
and
marching
thought,
behind them.
You were like their mascot.
I think I was the baby mascot. Yeah.
They have young people marching in the parades these days, and they really represent.
I got away, though. I got away.
Yeah, you have to watch out for the young people at the parades because the music starts going. It's warm outside. It's friendly. It's fun. You got the folks making the snow cones. And you probably were like, ooh, I smell some hot dogs. They're grilling.
Right, exactly.
You know, I always say I wish you had smell-o-vision at the Bud Billiken.
Oh, so good. So we got to have you in to talk about that because I know that's always a lot of fun. And we're going to find out whether you will jump rope this year.
This year. If they come by, I will. You know, I love to jump double dutch.
Mm-hmm.
That is my thing. And, you know, the next day I'm very sore because I'm not really prepared, but I do enjoy it. And I mean, I used to come to Dixon at early in the morning. We came at 7 a.m. before classes started and we would have jump rope competition, double dutch. So that's, I mean, it was serious.
Mm-hmm.
We would turn those ropes and we had competition and then we go to class all day and then we might do a little bit after school.
Right.
But you had to be dedicated and committed to be there. I had band though too, so I couldn't do it every day. I played the clarinet. Well, I was at Dixon, and we had to be there at 7 o'clock for that as well.
See?
So I used my father's clarinet that he had in the United States Air Force. So it was really cool.
Which is amazing, that same work ethic you have today.
That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. My parents, I always say that they didn't say, you have to do this and you have to do that. They lived their lives, and they allowed us to watch. And because they allowed us to watch, we made sure we made our lives their lives. Mm-hmm. We could see what they were doing. They worked hard. My mom was a public school teacher, 40 years, special education. My dad was an attorney, and he came here. My parents were part of the migration, mm-hmm. and he used to work, you know, helping people. He had his own cleaners, and my father was a mentor to people at the law library all the time when he passed away. In fact, we passed out lots of flyers so people would know, because he was up in there helping young people, the next generation of attorneys and lawyers, so...
It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm grateful, because I always say, you don't get to pick your parents. You get to pick your friends, but not your parents. So
that's true.
I'm blessed I was born to them.
Yeah. That's true.
Time. Yeah.
Well,
but
I'm,
not to, you know, I didn't go in Pill Hill and everything. So,
yeah. Shout out to Calumet Heights.
Not even taking CTA to school. You don't even know how to play three-card Molly, do you?
No, that's not true.
Did you take the bus to Evergreen Plaza at
least?
Yes,
I had plenty of super transfers to the... To the Evergreen
Super
Plaza.
Transfer.
See?
Okay.
Is that a clue now?
Okay, you good.
Okay.
Okay, I give it back, right?
Okay, see, there you go. See, I am down.
Super transfer, down, yes. Young people don't know anything about what we're talking about.
Super transfers. You can get that one transfer. You can go anywhere you want to go in the city all day on
all
super
day.
Transfer.
Yeah.
The man
go downtown, a Ronnie Steakhouse.
He would stamp the, he would stomp it. Like, you'd have no paper left.
The buttonhole,
the button pusher.
Right. It was like the paper, the hole puncher.
Yeah, the hole puncher. Right. Like, you'd have nothing left after using it all day. It was free.
Where'd you go with your super transfer?
Oh, it could have been anywhere. It could have been to Hyde Park.
Okay.
Could have been to, I should tell a story. There was times when I was young that I would go on the bus and go to Beverly and just walk the neighborhood saying, that's going to be my house. That's going to be my house.
But oh, wow.
When I was a teenager.
When you were going to grow up, that was going to be your house?
Yeah.
Did it turn out that way? Probably.
I don't live in Beverly. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
You could. What about Hyde Park, though?
Too busy.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You like a little quiet.
Yeah. It's a little bit too busy now. I think there was a time that Hyde Park was a spot, for sure.
For the young guy with the afro, maybe.
Yes. Yes. But as a young kid, yes. I would go around and say, like, when I grow up, I want to get that house. Or that house, or that house.
See.
Or just like when we were kids, like going, you know, seeing cars pass by and be like, that's my car. That's
was my game.
Right.
When we drove to Alabama, Highway 65.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, I want that one. Mm-hmm. I want that one. So did you ever say, when I grow up, I want to be on the radio?
No, it was, I wanted to be in this business, but I didn't. I think I thought I was going to be Harry Carey.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be like a play-by-play broadcaster. I didn't think I'd be a talk show host. Because I did music before this. I was on KKC doing, it was a DJ before this. And so...
You're saying, hi, good evening, everybody. It's Jonathan.
It's Jonasy.
You got your quiet storm.
Right. I was doing this. So it's so funny about the radio business is that all my FM friends, like Leon Rogers and all them, they want to do what I do.
Oh, wow.
Now I want to do what they do because they talk less.
Oh, they love sports.
So after 25 years, I think I want to talk less now.
Right.
If I can.
Why don't you all switch jobs? Can you switch jobs for a day or something like that?
I would love to do that.
That would be fun. I know they would like it too. Leon is really fun. And
yeah.
I have a really cool story with Harry Carey. I made a television commercial, a national television commercial with him.
When?
I have the video, too. Oh. It's very cool. It probably was 30 years ago, 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we were all over the city on top of the buses that you can ride on top of the buses. I'll show it to you one day.
I would like
actually
to
when
that.
I come back next time. Yeah. It was a very cool commercial that ran all the time. So, with Harry Carey.
I like that.
Yeah, you will be like, that's you? Yeah.
Cheryl Burton, thank you so much for coming in. And again, 5, 7, and 10?
Yes, Monday through Friday, ABC 7. You can follow me, Burton ABC 7 on Twitter. Of course, Cheryl Burton ABC 7 on Instagram and Facebook. I have two pages on Facebook. I heard you telling everybody where to follow you. I hope everybody follows me and sends me love and support and lifts me up with prayer. And I just really appreciate everything so far. It's been wonderful. Wonderful 24 hours. And thank you for allowing me. It's my first time ever.
Yes.
On ESPN Radio.
Yeah, see?
First time ever.
It's not going to be your last time.
Wow. Did I do okay?
Yeah, you did great. Okay. You did more than great.
I'm looking at your producers going, okay, what kind of feedback are they getting over there? So, do I want to even know?
No. Felix and Erica are having a good time.
Okay.
See, look at Felix. He's happy. See the smiles?
All right, see.
They're happy.
Well, I'm going to go get ready for the 10 o'clock news. So thank you so much for having me on. I enjoy it. You're the best.
Yes.
Maybe we could switch one time. You could do the news and I can come and do sports.
No.
Jonathan Hood.
What do you got there?
This is your car.
My car? I said a 10-second car, not a 10-minute car.
Pop the hood.
Pop the hood?
Pop the hood.
Tales from the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Here we go.
How about that, boys? Cheryl Burton, ABC 7. Restaurant quality, right? Enjoyed that, didn't you, Eric?
Absolutely. What a nice lady. It's the first time actually, like, other than passing her in the hallway, super nice, fun. I enjoyed it.
See that, Felix?
Yeah, we learned something new about you, too.
All right, let's move along here. This hour of Under the Hood is brought to you by Taste of Chicago, the 2018 Taste of Joliet, June 22nd through the 24th, featuring headliners Rick Springfield, Dennis DeYoung of Styx, Brothers Osborne, Chase Rice, and Chris Lane. Tickets are $11. Available now at tasteofjoliet.com. That's tasteofjoliet.com. Tales from the Hood, stories of sports, entertainment, everything else in between. Let's do this one here. Actually, Van Halen probably should be like one of the singers that we should just try to put that in the mix. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Police say that a 67-year-old Colorado man attempting to shoot a raccoon on a utility pole shot himself in the lower leg. He's a Plaxico Burress of shooters. He's a Plaxico Burress of hunters. The shooting was reported just after midnight Tuesday on the southeast side of Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs police say that the man was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Intruder makes himself at home with a bag of Doritos, shower, and the owner's Dockers. Okay, so an elderly man arrived at his Berkeley, California home Friday night to discover a dirty glass and an empty bag of Doritos in his kitchen. He went to check the rest of his house and encountered Nail Myers. It's Nail Myers, is 41, still soaking wet from a shower in the master bedroom. "This is my house," Myers told the owner. "You need to leave." The homeowner fled the house and called 911. When police arrived around 6 p.m., they found Myers still in the bedroom, but now wearing a Dockers dress shirt, Land's End pants, and a belt from the owner's closet. and the story ends there. What about the rest of the story?
It's a cliffhanger.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
Come on, Eric. That can't be the punchline.
That's the new story right there.
Usually at the end of these stories, there's like something happened to the man. Like, is that it?
That's what we got right there.
And all I have is the homeowners fled the house and called 911. When police arrived around 6 p.m., they found Myers still in the bedroom, but now wearing a Dockers dress shirt, Land's End pants, and a belt from the owner's closet.
I'll finish the story. Man was on drugs and drunk and arrested. It does not have an attorney. That's usually how they
end. Yes. At least I want to get the money shot out of that. But the other guy is like, no, he's wearing Land's End pants and a belt.
If I'm robbing your house and you got that Doritos Cooler Ranch out, you damn well believe I'm getting a handful at least. No doubt. DNA evidence.
Youngstown, Ohio. An Ohio man who ran from a traffic stop and then found himself clinging by his hands to a window ledge has been literally caught by police waiting below. The Youngstown Vindicator, I guess that's a paper, the Youngstown Vindicator reports Youngstown police say that 21-year-old Darion Mitchell jumped out of a car and fled on foot Sunday afternoon when officers responded to a report of multiple gunshots that had been fired. Police say that officers chased Mitchell into a home and, while hanging by his hands from a window ledge, tried to pull himself inside when he saw the two officers beneath the window. Mitchell instead lost his grip, fell into the officer's arms. After a brief struggle, he was charged with a felony, fleeing and eluding. That's like something like cartoonish. Like you're trying to run away and then like you're holding on to your dear life and it's like, and the police are there. I was like, we got you.
Right. He's running away. He slips off the roof and then he looks down and that's when he starts to fall down like the cartoon. Because they don't fall unless you look down.
Right. Exactly. I got so many here. How many stories? Okay, I'll do this one last one. I know we're against it here. Columbus, Georgia, two sisters. Hey. Not those two sisters. How you doing? I'm two sisters. That's my sister, though. Not that sister. Two sisters, two new babies around the same time again. Piedmont Columbus Regional said that in a statement that the sisters Mara, Megan, and Jennifer Solis went into labor on the same day last week and gave birth nearly at the same time at the hospital's Midtown campus in West Georgia. The hospital also says that the sisters had their first children around the same time 9 years ago. Megan gave birth to a girl named Anna Grace, while Solis had a boy named Marco. Anna Grace weighed 8 pounds, 3 ounces. Marco's 7 and 15. The hospital says both our babies are healthy. So this happens twice that you deliver at the same time, same day. Spooky, right?
Very spooky.
Odd.
I think some weird things are going on in that family. I'm just saying. What kind of parties are they having?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of parties they're having. Now I'm envisioning what that looks like, Eric. Thanks so much. Now I know what that looks like. You know what that looks like now, Felix?
Yes.
You know what that looks like?
What?
One, two. At the same time. That's what I think you're saying.
That's exactly.
Eric's mind going to the orgy, believing that you're just doing a double shot, if you pardon the expression, at the same time.
That's right. No, one shot's never enough.
Never. I think like a double shot. I always say.
Hey, yo, Jay, look. You know nobody covers the sports like you do, man. Let's go.